name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. It's my my journal of my creative life, in which I talk to you about what's been going on in terms of my own creative endeavors, things that I make for myself, things that I make for you, things that I help clients make, and also, yeah, just my thoughts on creativity related things. If you're wondering why you should bother listening to or watching me, well, I have been an independent creator since the mid-1980s. I had one of the first online magazines in the late 90s. I was the 41st or 40th podcaster, depending on how you count. We're going to get to that in a minute. Back in 2004. In 2005, I published the first novel in history with a simultaneous release in paperback, several ebook formats, and free podcast editions. I have helped scores of people bring their books and podcasts and music and art into the world. That's who I am. You can find out more about me at mattselznick.com, MattSelznick. Every couple of weeks or so, I get on this here mic or some other mic and in front of that there camera, and I talk to you. It is October 14th, 2025, recording this once again from the lush and lavish studios of MWS Media in Southern California. This is episode number 7, 322 of all my podcasts that I've created over the years. That's the first and main thing I'm going to talk about is by the time you hear this, I will have celebrated, observed, let's say observed, my 21st anniversary as a podcaster. If you did the math from just a minute or so ago, right? October 15th, 2004, my first podcast came out into the world. If you don't count podcasts that were repurposed from terrestrial or online radio programs, then it was the 40th podcast ever. If you do count podcasts repurposed from streaming online radio and other sources like that, then my friends over at the Dragon Page, I'm not sure if the Dragon Page still exists, but Mike Menengay and Evo Terra, Summer Brooks, and all you folks who did the Dragon Page back then and for many years forward, technically you came in under the wire ahead of me by one back there on October 15th of 2004. But my first podcast had never appeared in any other form, anywhere else. And so I can say that it was the 40th original podcast to ever be created. 21 years. You know, I made a little bit of a deal out of the 20th anniversary last year. 21, I mean, it's another year, you know, and I'm still doing this. It is the longest, mostly continuous creative thing that I've ever done in my life, is doing these podcasts in one form or another. Let's see if I can remember them all. The MWS Media Radio Show podcast started us off. The DIY Endeavors podcast had a couple different versions of that. I Know This Much, which was a short-lived audio and video podcast. 5-Minute Memoir, which I'm thinking about bringing back. Writers Talking, or as some folks used to call it, Writer Stalking, which was kind of interesting because it was a podcast that was also a live call-in show. We did the live show, and then I put it out as a podcast like the next day. Let's see. Sonatotum, which had two different versions. I feel like I'm missing one. Oh, well, of course, the Brave Men Run podcast, which was one of the first dozen or so podcast novels, we used to call them, basically an audiobook, but done in podcast episode installments. As I mentioned, that was part of the release of the first book in history, with a simultaneous release in paperback and ebook formats and podcast edition. And I've done, you know, okay, so 322 of my own episodes. If you count all the episodes I've engineered or produced or recorded or managed for clients, this episode right now of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, the seventh episode of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, is the 1,666th podcast that I've brought into the world in one way, shape, or form. I feel like there may have been more. I'm looking at my list of client podcasts that I've worked on over the years, and I have a memory of doing audio and video editing for an accounting firm, of all things, back in, I don't know, maybe 2006 or seven. I don't remember if I only did video for them or if there was a podcast component there as well. But anyway, you know, 1,666 podcasts that I've brought into the world. If you average it out, I have helped create a podcast, whether it's my own or a client's, a new podcast episode every 4.5 days for the last 21 years. Which means, of course, that this is the beginning. By the time you listen to this, I will have begun my 22nd year as a podcaster. Interestingly, right around this same time, two longtime podcasters, one just as long as me, and another, not quite as long, are calling it quits or have called it quits. Melvin Bragg of the wonderful BBC podcast In Our Time, they take a summer break. And I, you know, I'm like most of us are, I'm a little bit behind on my podcast listening. And I noticed that one of the encore episodes they played, it was after when they had said they would return from summer break. And they mentioned that they were going to continue playing encore episodes until they find a replacement for Melvin Bragg, who has retired from In Our Time. And I'm going to miss his way. In Our Time is this wonderful educational podcast, really, about various incidents and people and cultural events and science and all sorts of things from our time, our history. And usually Melvin will get together with three or four experts in the field, usually from British universities, British scholars, sometimes American scholars as well, sometimes people from other places too. And really great hour-long-ish overview of this subject, very deep dive from three or four different perspectives, all learned, all experts in that field. It's a great podcast, and they have thousands of episodes. Go on back and find In Our Time, and I think you'll enjoy Melvin's particular... I'm going to miss listening to him. Whoever they get to replace Melvin, I will still listen, no doubt, but it's going to be different. The other person who has retired their podcast is the comedian and actor Mark Maron. He started his show in 2009. he often referred to himself as one of the first podcasters. And I finally called him out on that in an open letter that I will link to in the show notes for this episode, Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, episode 7, which you can find over there at mattselznick.com. Just click the podcast link in the menu, find Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. It'll be, you know, if you're listening to this right around the middle of October 2025, it'll be right there at the top. I called him out in an open letter that I have no idea if he read or his producer read, doing a sort of a criticism sandwich where I praised him and thanked him for 16 years of his podcast, What the Fuck, or WTF. In the middle, kind of criticized him lightly on referring to himself as one of the pioneers, one of the first podcasters. Spooned out a little bit of history, because I was there, motherfuckers. And then closed up the sandwich, the other piece of bread, thanking him once again. And because Mark, you know, last episode of this show, I talked about how authenticity is back. Like me, Mark has always been authentic in his conversations with his interview guests, in his opening monologue, discussing all aspects of his life, his mental health, his recovery, his grief over the loss of his partner and other people in his life, his issues with his parents. Always been who he is. And I deeply respect that. You know, I consider comedians to be our philosopher poets, our they are important for culture. And Mark is one of our best voices and also one of the best interviewers out there. He's got, you know, 16 years worth of, I think they did 2 episodes a week, nonstop, without a break, for 16 years. It is a huge, huge treasure of conversations with pretty much any musician, actor, director, comedian you can imagine. Of particular value is the fact that Mark, being a comedian himself, he spoke to many comedians, including a lot of folks who were legends before they passed. Bob Newhart, and now I'm not going to be able to remember a bunch of other ones, but so many folks. So his podcast, WTF, serves as this sort of oral record, oral history, right, of comedy in the United States. Invaluable. He called it quits. I think his last episode was, looking at the calendar, was on the 13th of October. Doing other things, you know, the guy has an increasingly active acting career and, of course, stand-up career. His last special, Panicked, was sublime. So it's interesting to me. It's there's a certain sense of community in when I think of these longtime podcasters. I don't know Mark Maron, never spoken to him directly. I certainly don't know Melvin Bragg, but these guys were voices in my head for many, many years. And I learned so much from both of them in different ways that I will miss their presence in my podcast feed, right? So thank you, Mark. Kudos. Thank you, Melvin. I don't know the details of Melvin's retirement. I hope he's well. But thank you to both of those gentlemen. One other thing of interest happened regarding podcasting in the last week or so. I learned that the Golden Globes, which is usually all about movies and television, has added a podcast category. One category. And that is problematic, to say the least. Podcasting isn't like, well, I mean, it is like movies and television, right? Podcasting is not a monolithic thing. There are comedy podcasts and interview podcasts and news podcasts and podcasts for learning and podcasts for personal development. And there are as many types of podcasts as there are subjects, right? Many, 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 many different genre. For the Golden Globes to have one podcast category when they have, I don't know, you know, best dramatic presentation, best ensemble cast, best picture, best director, best sound, whatever in the hell they have for movies and television, why have one podcasting category? Here's the other thing. Part of the way that they chose their nominees was based on audience. That is also flawed. Podcasting is right up there with blogging. Podcasting is the people's media. Pretty much anyone with a phone can create a podcast. You don't need the microphone and the camera and all that. You've got all that on your phone. Pretty much anyone can create and distribute a podcast using the equipment that they have in their possession right now. You know, and I realize I'm speaking from a position of privilege. Not everybody in the world has a phone that can record audio or audio and video. But by and large, if you have access to the internet, you probably have a phone, which means you can create a podcast. It's the people's media. And because anyone can create a podcast, that means there can be podcasts about and for anything and anyone. Podcast success shouldn't necessarily hinge on who has the largest audience, or even who has the best audio quality, or sound engineering, or what have you. A successful podcast is one that engages with the people it's intended for. And that could be 5 people, it could be 5 million, could be 50 million, could be 50. If it's reaching the people it's for, and those people are engaged and they stay subscribed, and maybe they comment and review that show, then that podcast should be considered a success. That podcast has merit in its niche. And there are so many niches that you can't have just one podcasting category. So I saw a little bit of a kerfuffle around this on LinkedIn. But to me, it's a tempest in a teapot, because until the Golden Globes recognizes that you can't have one monolithic award category for a medium any more than you could have one award for film and one award for television and one award for journalism and one award for literature. Until they get their head wrapped around that, the Golden Globes podcast award is pointless. No shade on the people or person, I guess, or team that might win that award. Take your trophy home, whatever, that's great. But it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I've been doing podcasting for 21 years. I have opinions. So that's the podcasting thing. Some of you listening to this show and now watching this, now that this is the, I don't know what, third or fourth episode that I've also done as on-camera video, have been around listening to my stuff for 21 years. And I just want to take a moment. I know you're there. I know you're listening. Thank you for being the ears, being the mind on the other end. It's been my privilege to get to communicate with you in this medium. It's been my honor to have inspired a few of you to create and become podcasters yourselves. I'm very grateful. And I have no intention of retiring from this particular medium. I believe I've said in the past that to me, podcasting is just another means of expression. Sometimes the appropriate means of expression is to talk into a microphone. Other times it's to write an article, a blog post, what have you. I'm, again, very grateful that the means of expression exists. And yeah, happy anniversary, right? last episode, I talked about how my new website was just about ready. It has been launched. It is scaled back quite a bit from my previous. And there is one aspect that is still kind of not really all the way up and running yet, and that is the shop on the site. But the new mattselznick.com is out there. It's available. So there's that. That's something that I've done in the 2 weeks since the last time I spoke to you. I've been pretty occupied with just the day job and trying to keep my head above water. For those of you who don't know, or if I haven't mentioned it enough, I help other creators bring their creative endeavors to fruition, to market, and to an audience. I work with writers, I work with podcasters, sometimes I work with small businesses or nonprofits. Right now, for example, my clients include a psychotherapist and marriage counselor who is also a two-time author and a prolific speaker and article writer for Psychology Today and other venues. A memoirist and podcaster who I've helped with three of his four memoirs. And I also manage his podcast, all the technical stuff except for the actual recording. He's an ex-Nashville producer, so he can handle the recording himself. I do everything else. I just received the manuscript for my blogger turned true crime writer client, who I've been working with mostly on their blog and a little bit on their writing. And for a few years now, this true crime book that they have just completed delivered the manuscript to me. My job will now be to provide a comprehensive edit on that manuscript, bring all their raw materials into shape, and help them turn this into a real book about an interesting double murder that they have a personal connection to. I am creating the ebook and paperback and producing the audiobook for a first-time fiction author whose collection of short stories, linked short stories, done in a epistological format, letters, in other words. Their book will be coming out in those three formats in November, and I am designing the ebook, designing the paperback, and producing the audiobook for them. I'd already done their website last year. Let's see here. I recently, I help a sort of a career coach who works specifically with people in the graphic design and marketing design field. I help him with his website and with some minor editing when he writes articles. I handle his mailing list, things like that. I do ongoing work for a writing coach and television writer. I do ongoing work for a few different people here and there. I feel like I'm missing someone because there are little things I do occasionally for this person or that person. But soup to nuts, because of my own background, creating my own things, I can pretty much help you with every aspect of your creative endeavor, bringing it to fruition and into the world, especially fiction, nonfiction, podcasting, and all the infrastructure that goes along with those things. Website development, as I mentioned, ebook and paperback and audiobook production, all of it. And I am looking for work. I have room for more clients. So take a look at mattselznick.com/services, mattselznick.com/services. Get an idea of what I do, although I've just gone on at length about that. And book yourself a free discovery call. Let's get to know each other. Let's see if we'd be a good fit to work together. Because my main thing, whether it's your stuff or my stuff, my main thing is helping bring new art into the world, adding to the culture. I sincerely believe that this is important. And I use this phrase talking about podcasting. It is my privilege and my honor, and I'm grateful to be able to do this kind of work. I could use more of it. So mattselznick.com/services. If you have more money than time, then it's time to do your thing, to get it out into the world, and I can help you. All right. What am I working on right now? Well, I'm putting the finishing touches on the website. There's a few things that I want to do. I want to record brief videos talking about each of my books and short stories and collections, to put on the sales pages of those titles on my site, but also, of course, to put up on YouTube. I've been thinking about this because on my website, on the sales page for this book or that book, for Brave Men Run or Light of the Outsider or, you know, any of these, most of my website is me talking to you, just like I am now. So I don't want the sales pages to just be sales pitch, right? So I thought I'd make these little videos for each one of my titles, really just talking about what the book means to me and why I think people should read it. Not this book is about this thing, you know, and here's the hook and here's the pitch, but why is this cool? And why will you think it's cool? So, you know, my time is super limited, but I want to make those videos and add those to the sales pages. I want to figure out how my sales pages will be laid out, because I'm using WooCommerce because it's free and it's the most flexible thing, but it's ugly. And I'm not happy with the way it presents the products I'm trying to sell. So I'm fiddling with that. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling a form of guilt around the fact that I haven't written any fiction in a very long time or done anything toward my fiction in a very long time. 10 months. And so I got to figure out how to get back to that. It's not that I have writer's block. It's not that I'm gun shy. It's that there's just so little time and energy. And other things have to take priority. So that's been on my mind. I don't have much to report, to be honest with you, this time around. I wanted to mention the podcasting anniversary because that matters to some of you folks. It matters to me. 21 is not as important as 20 was. Sort of one of those limbo anniversaries, right? But still, you know, I think it's important to recognize that I have been around as a podcaster since the very beginning. I am an authority in this space. So I wanted to mention that. I wanted to get that out there on the podcast and out in the world. But yeah, there it is. Oh, I wanted to say thank you to Charles Anderson for sending me your book. It was delightful to receive. Very cool. and quite a surprise. I was particularly charmed by the actual technical aspect of the book. And you know what I mean, Charles. So thanks for that. It isn't the sort of thing, everybody else, that I can provide a link to or anything like that. It's a very unique, possibly literally unique work of art that brought to mind the old microzines of the 80s and 90s that I used to see in the record stores and bookstores where I worked. Super cool and quirky and odd and delightful, as I said. So thank you for that. I wanted to make sure I mentioned that. And I think that's it. As always, whether you listen to this as a podcast in the podcasting app of your choice, through whatever means you listen to your podcasts, whether that's Spotify or Apple Podcasts or YouTube Music or whatever, you know, I use Podcast Addict on the Android phone. However you listen to podcasts, I hope if you have not subscribed to Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, please do that right now. Just tap the subscribe button. Whether or not you are subscribed, I hope you can take a moment to rate and review the show, again, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Maybe tell a friend about the show. If you watch Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates on the YouTube, same deal. Please subscribe to the channel. You know, monetization of my YouTube channel is not front of mind, but you know, we got very, very few subscribers and I need at least 500. So if you're listening and you haven't subscribed, if you found this through some other means, I'd appreciate a subscribe. Listen to some of the other episodes. I think there's value there. If you're interested in another person's creative life, usually, not so much this episode, but usually there are things that you can take away and bring into your own creative life. Same deal on YouTube. Rate, review, subscribe, comment in all of these places. YouTube, it's very easy, of course, to comment. The comments are right below, right? You can go to mattselznick.com. Click on podcasts, go to Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. This is episode 7. You can comment right there in the show notes of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates episode 7. Perhaps easiest of all, you can just send me an email to matt@mattselznick.com, matt@mattselznick.com. Send me an email. Let me know what you thought about this episode or any of the episodes or my work, or if you want to work with me, all those things. As I said earlier, a podcast's success is really measured by the engagement of the people it's supposed to reach. So it helps me to know that I'm reaching you and that this is for you. So subscribe, rate, review, comment, email, say hi. Let me know you're there. I know some of you are, but I'd like there to be more of you. All right. It's time to put the laundry in the dryer and do those things. Life goes on. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.